When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grounder to short. Arcia's got it. They get it. Despite all the adversity, all the twists and turns, the Braves battle their way back into the playoffs for a seventh straight season.
That was Brandon Gaudin on the call of a Braves victory. They just needed one as they beat the Mets in part two of their doubleheader, 3-0. So good morning. This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live here in the Kia Studios. Mike Botiff hanging out here with you on what, if you missed it, was just described as a roller coaster of emotions for Atlanta sports fans over this weekend.
Yeah, I think that's the as I've been a Braves fan, that's the wildest postseason run I've seen as far as, you know, pennant chase. He gets to get in the playoffs. That's the best, the craziest, the one that was earned. They're all earned, but I don't know how you earn one more from the front office and in the manager, and, you know, from the managers and the coaches than that one. Because I mean, the two games were a microcosm of the Braves season.
Yeah, I kind of felt that way too.
You got an amazing start from a kid. Spencer Schwellenbach, what he did yesterday is not going to be talked about to the level that it deserves. What he's done against the Mets, who are a playoff team as well, this season. He's thrown 21 innings this season and allowed two runs against a playoff team, and he is a rookie who was in A-ball when spring training started. But you got to give it up, too, to one of the craziest Major League Baseball stories that we've seen in the last 20 years, which is Grant Holmes.
Yeah, I know, dude. Oh, and you know what? To your point, I'll jump in just a little bit. I think it's really important to keep the perspective on both of those guys and what they did yesterday, but how completely opposite their stories are, right? You got a guy in Grant Holmes who spent, what, 10 years in the minor leagues building up to that? You got a guy in Spencer Schwellenbach who started this year at low A ball and fights his way through that and is able to get those things done. I thought Grant Holmes was absolutely unbelievable yesterday. And, you know, in the role that he needed to play, and a guy that just literally had pitched 24 hours before And Chris Sale with the back spasms, just an absolute gut-wrenching thing when it comes to the Braves and their playoffs hopes. I it's funny, man, because you talked about the Bama-Georgia game on Saturday, and I didn't think, honestly, that I'd see anything that back and forth with all that what felt like on the line. And there I am watching a baseball game that I felt like was the exact same way yesterday in game one, man. So hats off, really, to everybody involved. And the Mets got it done. You can't give enough credit to their bats and everything else, but they get it done. And the Braves are able to fight back in game two and secure their spot as well and hopped on that plane and headed out to California.
Anything's possible. Let's take a listen to Snit.
It's awesome. I mean, I didn't. I mean, when we were kind of, I told Witt one day, I was like, we're running out of you rejects to play, you know. So, that's awesome. Like I said, I'm really happy for the guys. They put so much into this on a daily basis and, their families and everything. So it's a special time when you get to go because you never know. You know what? We're in. Anything can happen now.
You know the one thing that Spencer Schwellenbach and Grant Holmes have in common is
they both started games yesterday.
Well, and they play for the Braves and they pitch. They're both unflappable. I thought Grant Holmes, you're 28, 29 years old. You've been in the minors your whole life. You've stayed on this team. And about an hour before the game, or 30 minutes, or 45 minutes before, because there's only 45 minutes in between this game, somebody walks up to you and says, by the way,
ding,
here's the ball. Just give us everything you got. And he had pitched yesterday, Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. And he went out there and threw four innings, and when he got in a fit, I thought, I don't know if he can get, we were texting back and forth,
yeah.
And I said, I don't know if he's, I didn't think you're going to get more than that. And I said, four innings here and three innings there and an inning there, and you just didn't know what you're going to get. But let's go to game one real quick. What did you say to me yesterday? You asked a question about one of the leaders of this Braves, and are we asking too much?
Yeah, I wondered if we could take some of the pressure off of Ozzie's bat by not batting him second in the lineup and sliding that down.
And what did I tell you? I was a jerk
about it. I don't remember, to be honest.
I said, don't. No, absolutely not. You're a leader on this team, and we need him to step up as one of the few guys we have left.
Okay.
And guess what he did?
He had a good day.
He stepped up, Mike.
Yeah.
That first game, he was unbelievable. He went two for three with two walks and five RBIs and a home run in the first game. And honestly, he won you the game in the eighth inning. You just couldn't hold on to it.
Well, and more importantly, he had a hit in the second game. It resulted in him scoring a run and doing a number of other things. So, yeah, it's crazy to watch, man. And it just, like you said earlier, I think it's a microcosm of what the Braves have been this year. They've been gritty. They've been a team that's kind of dug deep at certain times. And it's just funny to me that you win the last game of the season with the whole season on the line, and you win it 3-0. And if that is not a Brave stat line from 2024, I don't know what is. Getting a good starting performance from a guy that you didn't even know at the beginning of the season and winning 3-0 off just a gritty performance from a bunch of guys that weren't on this team at the beginning of the season. It's just crazy.
Can they carry this momentum now?
Yeah,
that's a great question.
And I don't know if they're really, other than the fact that they're 7-3 in their last 10, yeah, I'm not sure what momentum is there. Had they beat the Mets in game one, I think that is a question that I can answer easily. But I don't know if there is momentum. I'll say this. I rarely watch the ESPN broadcast when the Bally sports are available. And Bally did both games yesterday. I think CJ Nikowski was – oh, I know CJ Nikowski was on the call. We'll have him at 8:40 and Brandon gone. But I was doing some stuff, and I just went to the ESPN to check the score of game two. Game two. And I said, I'll just put it back on, and I'll pull it up on ESPN. And Eduardo Perez, who I'm up and down with as far as what I like about him in the booth, said that I think Ozzie had just gotten a hit, Mike. And then somebody else got on, and then it was Ozuna. And maybe it was Harris and Ozzie. And Ozuna comes up, and Eduardo goes, hey, I noticed something in the end of the last inning in the dugout. Eddie Perez went over to Marcell Ozuna and had a very I wouldn't call it heated, but spirited talk with Marcell Ozuna. And that was as Ozuna was walking up the plate. And Ozuna just rips that ball over the shortstop's head, and they go to Buster Olney. And Buster said, hey, I just talked to Eddie Perez, because Buster's in the dugout.
Yeah.
And Buster's one of my favorite baseball guys.
So good.
Ever. He's an amazing human being, nice guy, and he's really, really good at his job. And he goes, I talked to Eddie Perez, and he just went over to Marcell and said, hey, quit thinking about yourself. Your team Ooh. Needs you. When you hit, we win.
Ooh.
And damned if he didn't wake Marcell Ozuna up, because I thought I thought that was phenomenal coverage by ESPN getting that. And I'm sure we'll find it, because Eddie was asked multiple times after the game last night, including by I think our close friend of the show, Allison Mastrangelo, but it was just great. That is crap you don't get on some teams. That is, and I'm talking about the leadership from the coaches.
Yeah, no, I'd be curious what exactly that Marcell was doing that was about himself, because when he hits, the Braves do win. And I know that that's a guy that obviously wants to hit, and when it gets it done, you saw the frustration from him a couple of times yesterday in game one when he couldn't step up to the plate and deliver. And we've talked about it back and forth that hitting with runners in scoring position has not been a strong suit of this team. And Marcell Ozuna is one of those guys that kind of has to be the catalyst for that. So I'd be curious to know what exactly it was that he saw that he didn't like out of Marcell Ozuna. And obviously just a lack of clutch hitting. So that is pretty cool, man. And, I'm with you. I love Buster Olney and some of that insight. But you look at, and we've asked a number of times about really the leaders of this roster, and Marcell Ozuna and Ozzie Albies, but really Ozzie hasn't been there as much as Marcell, so it kind of falls back on him as well. It's fun to watch.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.